Ralph and the Bloodhounds. Sometimes Grandpa drove his big rig with a partner, and Ralph was one of his favorites. Together, they logged many miles and shared many experiences. One night, in particular, stands out in his memory. Grandpa and Ralph were coming back from New Orleans, going north to New England along Route 11 in Virginia, passing farmlands and fields. The scenery along that stretch of road is really beautiful. But because it was late, Grandpa could barely make out the outline of the Blue Ridge Mountains in the distance. He knew that soon it would be dark. Ralph wouldn't have seen those mountains anyway, for he was sleeping. He'd driven earlier in the day. Grandpa had been looking for a gas station on that lonely stretch of road, and he was having no luck. He finally pulled into a darkened station and looked around for the owner, but saw no one. Just a house with a light on up the hill behind the station. Grandpa saw diesel pumps, just the kind of fuel he needed. He nudged Ralph, saying, "Hey, Ralph, wake up. I need you to go behind that station. Go up the hill and try to get the owner to come down and sell us some fuel. We're almost out." Grandpa's plan was to stay with the truck. Ralph stretched and yawned and then hopped down from the truck. He looked up the hill and saw the light and said, "Okay. I'll be back in a few." He then headed into the darkness. In the next several minutes, Grandpa heard a mighty howling and barking of dogs. They sounded like bloodhounds, the kind of dogs Grandpa used for tracking when he was growing up in Arkansas. Next, Grandpa made out the figure of Ralph in the moonlight, running down the trail through the woods toward the truck, yelling, "Quick, open the door, Paul! They're after me!"